With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A special prosecutor withdraws from the Georgia election case against former President Trump.
Special prosecutor Nathan Wade left the case after a judge ruled that he was involved in an inappropriate relationship with Fulton County DA Fani Willis. The judge said either Willis or Wade had to withdraw for the case to move forward. Wade offered his resignation in a letter to Willis, saying he was doing so in the interest of democracy and to move this case forward as quickly as possible. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Violent weather raged through the Ohio Valley Thursday in the form of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms. After touring the devastation in Logan County, Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine told WSYX WTTE the state will help rebuild.
An awful lot of damage. Our heart goes out to all the families that are trying to put things back together, and certainly for those who have been injured and those who have died.
The death toll from the storm stands at 3. Officials say 38 people were injured by a tornado in the Indiana community of Winchester. Also at SRNnews.com, is 81 too old to hold office? One state's voters will have their say.
North Dakota voters will decide in June whether to prevent people from running for Congress if they're old enough to turn 81 during their House or Senate term. Secretary of State Mike Howe announced on Friday that his office validated more than enough signatures to qualify the initiative for the June 11th ballot. The vote's set to take place amid a rematch between the oldest men to be president, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Political observers say the measure appears unconstitutional and could lead to a challenge of a Supreme Court ruling that said states can't set qualifications for Congress beyond those listed in the U.S. Constitution. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. England's National Health Service is banning puberty blockers for kids.
The National Health Service says kids will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. The drugs pause the physical changes of puberty, such as breast development or facial hair. Sky News reports the puberty blockers will now only be available to children as part of clinical research trials. Former Prime Minister and current Member of Parliament Liz Truss welcomed the decision. Jeremy House, SRN News.
More than a dozen college athletes have filed a lawsuit against the NCAA, accusing it of violating their Title IX rights by allowing a so-called transgender woman to compete at the national championships in 2022. Leah Thomas was the first openly transgender athlete to win a Division I title in any sport, Leah Thomas being a man. The lawsuit said the plaintiffs want to secure the promise of Title IX. This is SRN News. More homeowners eager to sell their home are lowering their initial asking price in a bid to entice prospective buyers as the spring home buying season gets going. Correspondent Rita Foley has more on the story.
Realtor.com says sellers lowered prices on almost 15% of homes listed for sale last month. Now that's good news for those who are trying to buy a house in a market that remains unaffordable for many Americans. But given that home prices have gone up so much in the recent past, is this really a deal? Danielle Hale, the chief economist at Realtor.com, says sellers are cutting prices, but, she says, it just means we're seeing smaller price gains than we would otherwise have seen. I'm Rita Foley.
A popular spring break spot in South Florida implementing a curfew beginning tonight. The city of Miami Beach says the ordinance will run every midnight from midnight until 6 a.m. every day until Monday. More details at SRNnews.com.